Just put it right up there.
Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is Prod 48! Y'all, coming up on tonight's little show, y'all, I have been working so hard to get all this shit set up, I don't have the first fucking thing.
Big Fatty's just like every other show, not prepared, that's for sure. You didn't even bring Squeaky Kitty.
Hi, everyone, hi. All right, y'all, before we get into the silliness of all of this, you know, this Pride 48, we have a new mascot, and it's Mags, our purple unicorn, and he is named that because of a dear podcaster who we lost this year, who was Mags, and he did chaotic ravings and was just the most kind-hearted guy you'd ever want to meet, and he came to Pride 48, And Max was one of those folks that it really took a lot. In my opinion, it really took a lot for him to come. I think the first year he came with his dad, Adam. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. And this was a good group for him, and he listened to a lot of shows and. Told a lot about his life. Is it furry? And I don't know what he dressed up like. Hopefully it was better than Taylor. But anyway, I'm sorry, Taylor. Oh, I've got another. Wait a minute. I had one over there too. Thank you, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me, Chris. Oh, thank you, Chris. Normally, I have to wave my sign. Big Fatty needs a cocktail. You know, it's pre-printed. It just comes with me every year. Chris, is that the second or third one? No, Gavin bought me the second one, and Chris bought me the first and the third. He's trying to make up for not being here Sunday for but first. But anyway, back to Mags. And Mags was just, y'all, one of my favorite memories of Mags is we were getting ready to have the underwear party, and he says, okay, well, I'll see y'all later. And we go, what do you mean? Where are you going? He goes, oh, no, I don't think I can do this. I said, absolutely you can. That's what this is all about, is you're going to sit here in your underwear, and we're just going to continue having a good conversation and have fun. And y'all, he grabbed his balls and he sat there in his underwear and we had a good time. And anyway, we were all saddened by his death. And y'all, I've got hit. Y'all, let's see, when was this? This was the 4th of March. I get a card from his mother, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm okay, here we go. And I'm like, why me, you know? And I just want to read it to you. I read it on my show when I got it, but a lot of folks may not have heard it. But I just thought I'd read it to you right now. And could someone get Nessa a Kleenex, please? Okay. And it says, perhaps you saw someone post this online, but if not, we wanted you to know that our dear son, Matthew, his real name was Matthew, was killed in a car accident on February the 4th. He so enjoyed your podcast and meeting you in Vegas. Please keep him in your thoughts. He smiled every time he spoke of you. Steve and Mickey Ullman. And y'all, you talk about cutting onions. That's what I do. And y'all, and she included, here's a picture of Mags right here. If you don't know Mags, I'll put this up by the card that we, y'all, for those in the chat room and listening, we've got a card that we're sending to Mags's family, and it basically says thank you for sharing Mags with the Pride 48 family. And I'll put it's his obituary and all here if you want to read a little bit more about Mags and you don't know that. But y'all, I just thought that was just incredibly, incredibly sweet of her to do that. And I just, and it gets back to, you know, a lot of what we do is just silliness and what we think is boring. And, you know, why the hell would anyone want to listen to this crap? And the thing is, people do, and it really does mean something. You know, you don't know who's listening, and it really does mean something to folks. And you may have, you know, they may be having a bad day. I think DJ Ron made me cut onions one time when Ron, if I've got this wrong, and I don't see Ron right now, but I think when his partner, first partner, passed away, he says, you were the one bit of sanity, God, the one bit of sanity that I had, you know, when I was with him in his last days. And just know that you touch people the way you don't.
Big fatty, you mean inappropriate touch?
Well, that too, but you never know how you're going to touch people. And I guess is the old fart of this group now that Vera's dead. I mean, that Vera's show isn't with us anymore. You just don't know how you're gonna. Well, I'm sorry, Gary's here, but he's watching porn. But anyway, y'all, did you hear that Gary Bearden has 28,000 porn titles? Y'all. He must have had a 34 foot dick, and it's down to 6 inches now. And you know, I mean, my God, Gary, I mean, is it raw all the time? Is it scabbed? Is it calloused? Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, so back to Mags. How appropriate that we all come back around. So anyway, when we were coming up with a logo this year, and we came up with this purple unicorn, and we were going, well, is this going to be our mascot, or is it just our logo? I said, well, why don't we call it Mags? Because we wanted to do something for Mag, to remember Mags, and the fact that he was a furry and love Pride 48, and we thought, you know, what better way? And I have to give props to Toppy Smelly. I see he's in the chat room now. That he kind of put the bug in my ear about this. And Toppy, thank you for getting that wheel rolling or whatever. Oh, there's DJ Ron. So I was just telling how I evidently kept you sane. I was the one bit of sanity in your life when you were going through your ex's.
Lies,
okay. I was wrong. I tried to make myself into something I wasn't. Anyway, but you just never know how you're gonna touch people. And do what? That's what he said, right? Anne is evidently drunk and just talking to somebody. I don't know who she's talking to. She's just sitting there. She's sitting there by Cheryl going, that's what she said. And I went, okay. Huh? It used to be a joke?
A show.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that was Christian and Brian. Yes. And excuse me. You know, Nessa, it's a podcast. You really ought to come up to it. Y'all, if you're going to say something, except for Ann, I'd like for Ann to remain far away. If you want to say, wait a minute, come up to that microphone. Go up to that one right there, Nessa.
I want that one.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can't have everything you want.
Life. I can have whatever I want.
Okay, Kyle, would you come and sit on Nessa's face? Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
I already came. I need another
hour.
Oh,
she didn't want you to come.
She does.
Oh, you're right, I don't.
I'm a lady, I swallow.
So does Kyle. Oh, my God, you're twinsies.
Oh, we're so. Both bottoms, so we're just going to bump butts together or whatever bottoms do.
Kyle, you do not know she's a bottom.
Well, kinda.
By the way, one of the passwords was scissor. Okay.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We should really show what the other unless we play next year anyway. But anyway, one of them was scissor.
That's what she said was a show.
Okay, and who was on that?
Christian, Brian, and Frank.
And they were out of. Oh, and Kyle's backing up while he can get away from you. Okay, but anyway, and they were in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now Brian lives in Arizona.
Okay.
I don't know where Frank lives anymore. Christian lives in L.A. I still talk to him on occasion.
On Scruff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Except they're all big old bottoms, so.
Okay. All right, so I've got, okay. All right, a couple of bits of business here. Bill, number one fan. Can you come up here, please? Bill is my number one fan, Bill Thompson. Bill, I've got your Christmas card here. I didn't want to have to re-stamp it and waste a stamp again. Come and look and see if I fucked up the address. I probably did. Did I fuck up the address? I think I did.
No, that's it.
That's the address. Well, okay, so I didn't fuck it up, but it came back. Okay, right, but there's your Christmas card from last year. Okay, would you like to, okay, you could, anyway, so y'all, believe it or not, I didn't fuck it up, I can't believe it. So anyway, and Baron Frosty's over there going, oh my God, I can't believe he didn't fuck something up, okay. So, would you like to show everybody who didn't get one?
I love the Christmas card.
Okay, and y'all, you know, this year, and there's a sentimental note on the back just for you and Craig. So you know, you don't need to. Anyway, y'all, you know, I was gonna stop this shit at.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
All right, I was gonna stop this shit at episode 3000, and I said, you know, if we raise $3,000 for Pride 48 in June, then I will continue. But I didn't give a whole lot of clues as to what we were going to do, what I was going to do. But now I'm going to reveal what I'm going to do. Now, over the years on the BFO, there are parts of my show that are very essential parts of my show. And that's my coupon savings at the Von's East.
And the ending.
Huh?
And the ending.
And the ending?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, thank God it's over, right? And my voice letters. And I used to do a little ta-da, you know, when every 100 voice letters. And I stopped that a while back, and I had, you know, well, I have that too, but I can't. That's not going to be. Y'all, we're counting numbers as to how many more shows I'm going to do, and I'm not doing that many. But anyway, y'all, what you're going to do, the audience here in New Orleans is going to determine how many more shows I am going to do. Okay, and you're going to vote. Okay, and I'm not going to tell you how this is. Do I hear Granny cackling back there? Okay. Y'all, you're going to vote on one of three things, okay? And I'm going to ask the Laughing Buddha to come and distribute these ballots, and I'd like for everyone to circle their choice, okay? And it's going to be the number It's going to be the and this is the number above. So whatever the number is, I'm going to subtract 3,000. Okay, because I've already done 3,000 shows. All right, so I'm. It's either going to be the amount of money I have saved at the Von's East minus $3,000 since 2011. Okay. So it's 8 years of coupon savings, or it's the number of voice letters that I have gotten minus 3,000 total. So if I had gotten 7,000 voice letters, then the extra number of shows I would do would be 4,000, okay? Or it's the total amount of donations raised by the end of this weekend minus the 3,600 that we got in June. Okay. So it's starting this weekend. What did he say? Oh, well, here, read it to him, okay? I'm sorry.
It's all about accessibility.
Well, he's been given a ballot. Y'all access him. So y'all find a pen and circle, and I can tell you, all of these will be, so, you know, if we raise $500 by Sunday night, then it'll be, I'll guarantee, 500 more episodes, all right? If we raise $1,200, it's 1,200 more episodes. Okay. If I had 7,000 voice letters minus 3,000, it'd be 4,000 more episodes. Or the coupon savings it's since 2011. It's what I've announced on the show.
Which one's the most?
I'm not going to tell you. That's why, but I will tell you what we'll announce all three of those numbers by the end of the weekend. Okay, so anyway, yes, we have Gay Country. Yes.
So I'm just really glad that Straight Dan can't do anything with the coupon savings thing because he won't be able to create a spreadsheet.
Well, but he's only listened since the Game Night guy stopped.
Exactly.
So anyway,
hi
Dan. Who does?
Brian.
From Game Night Guys. Oh, hi, Brian from Game Night Guys.
Now, Fatty.
Yes?
You know, you have to live long enough to do, I mean, some of those numbers, you might not be able to make it that far, right?
Well, assuming that right, Joey Buhecker brings up that I might die, but yeah, at least I'll die trying. Okay. So y'all vote, and we'll announce the results. The consensus of the group here in New Orleans. So y'all, there's lots of chatter in here.
Big Fatty, it's the most excitement on your show since you announced you were quitting.
Yes, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee.
I just want to say congratulations. The year that you broadcast absolute silence for 20 minutes is now the second most boring segment you've ever broadcast on a live Pride 48 show.
Oh, my God. I love you so much that I hate you. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, thank you so much for being here tonight. Y'all, the next show up is going to be Archer's Gangbang. Y'all, I know you're going to have a great weekend this weekend, and y'all, it's hot here in Nolens, but it's hotter in Charleston. Y'all, it's really kind of nice to be here in Nolens. And Nessa's having the vapors, and Amy's going, "What the fuck is this?" And you know, you listen to this shit. So anyway, y'all, if you don't tell the chat room, tell the folks here what they should vote for. So anyway, y'all, let's just take it back. Take it back to that first year of Pride 48 for just a couple of seconds here now, shall we?
Big Fatty, can we just not take it back forever?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
Big Fatty, you know, this old gag gets old after a while.
Well, you know, but we're going to do it, you know, because it's tradition. Oh, wait, we've got... We've got Joey Boohecker saying something. Anyway, Big Fatty, you're supposed to do an hour. You don't just do 20 minutes on the live news. Well, I don't have anything prepared. Big Fatty, you better get something prepared. You better hurry up because I don't know how to do this shit. Well, I did do that one show, and it really was shit. I mean, oh, it was just terrible. I don't know. Yes!
Episode 125 now, and your memory has not improved. So the colors all have meanings behind them. The hot pink initially was supposed to be sex, which I think is kind of funny, but just like my bedroom, that was the first thing to go. Red is life, orange is healing, yellow is sunlight, green is nature, turquoise is magic or art, indigo is serenity, and violet is spirit. And that's why Pride 48 this year, the theme is the spirit of New Orleans, and purple is the color. Because it's
Pride 48, y'all are smarter than I gave you credit for.
Yeah.
Which is still not super smart, but a little smart at least. Good for you guys. And girls and non-binary people.
Also, we tend to be real mean to people that interact with us. So.
Hi! Oh yeah, welcome! Fuck off!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Also, we tend to be real mean to people that interact with us.
Pride 48, y'all are smarter than I gave you credit for, which is still not super smart.
Oh, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Oh, I did fuck it up, didn't I? Yes. Oh, I fucked it. Is it playing? There it is. Yes, Big Fatty, you did fuck it up. Well, hello, everyone. Y'all, I don't know what I did there. Big Freddy, you fucked it up like y'all. Anyway, we're going to do 20 more minutes, but y'all, honest to hydrogen, I got nothing. Big Freddy, you never have nothing. You're not telling us anything new. Hi, everyone. Y'all, I want to tell you something. Today, I did not leave this hotel except to walk next door to have some lunch. And I have 11,921 steps today. Okay? I'm tired. So I haven't got anything prepared. Be ready. Prepared. So y'all tonight it's this whole segment here is gonna be nothing but some Axe Big Fatty questions. So y'all I say let's get right on into it.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question is not coming from anyone because there's not a fucking soul up here to ask. Wait a minute, Kyle. Kyle, one of the co-hosts of Pride 48.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Is coming up to ask a question. Kyle, what?
I do have a question.
Wait a minute. Wait, before you ask the question.
Oh, sure.
Kyle, you weren't listening to the opening of this episode of the show.
I'm sorry, what's happening? Is
right.
this a podcast?
Until he heard the gayish music playing, and he kind of went, oh, but that's mine, that's me.
I was like, why are you stealing from us?
No, you were on my opening.
I know, you play us a lot. You pick out the most vulnerable, terrible things say and play it for the opening.
Well, it was like,
that's fine.
Right, exactly. So anyway, question? Yes, sir.
Okay, I know things are going to be different. Mm-hmm. From now on with your show.
Right.
Do you have a plan for your 6,000th show?
Well, we don't know that I'm going to get there because we don't know. We don't know.
Are you going to live to then?
I'm not going to reveal this. But
I just want to know about the future of Big Fatty.
Well, all right. Excellent question, Kyle.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Okay.
I don't need you to answer. I just want it to be praised.
Okay. It's an excellent. Okay. Smart ass. But anyway, y'all, I realized as I was getting close to 3,000, y'all, this is too much ingrained in my life that, you know, I just, it's... It, as routine as it is for some of you, it's very routine for me. And when I took that one day off and Poodle did that show, Big Fatty, it was terrible. Everybody agrees with you, Poodle. But Big Fatty, you forgot Squeaky Kitty, too. You didn't tell him that. Yeah, y'all, I forgot Squeaky. Y'all, it's hell to get old. I'm just telling you that. But it beats the alternative, right, Gary? Yeah, okay, Gary. Yeah, Gary's over there going, I'm watching porn. anyway. It's... When it, but what, Kyle, you're in a routine where you do your show every week.
Every week,
and it's part of your week.
Yeah.
And like when you don't, you recently didn't do one when Mike had hernia surgery or something, or gallbladder.
Yeah, he got too much chlamydia for us to record.
And not to be outdone, you got syphilis.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you. Right. You're right.
And
penicillin is amazing. Please vaccinate your children.
Okay. But anyway, when you don't do it, it kind of throws.
It's weird, isn't
yeah, it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're Adam, you just repost the same episode, so it's fine.
You know, isn't it wonderful when everybody listens to your show the week before Pride 48 just so they can say, I heard it twice.
I've never heard such a long discussion about minivans, but that is
the quality content you get on Geeky Gay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, just
the back seats fold down. That's the, if you don't listen to Adam's show, that's the summary.
I heard it in person, not even on the podcast.
So
I heard it twice. Anyway, but it just becomes part of your life,
it's
something's missing when it's not there. But excellent question. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, oh my God. Thank
no,
you.
No, really, thank you. All right, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Yes, sir.
I have a question related to some of our fellow co-hosts on the But First podcast.
But First, yes.
When I could be bothered to be there.
Right.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Adam Burns.
Ugh.
Alex Lefebvre. And the Faye.
Wait. This is not a fair. I don't want to be included in
the. I don't care.
He's going to kill me, probably.
You do not get a vote in this.
I mean, I can't be included with Alex Lefebvre, okay? I mean, there's no competition there.
But listen, life is unfair. Ugh. I can't help it.
He's right. First of all, excellent question.
Thank you.
And he's right. I would kill him. Okay. And I would fuck the Faye driver. Of course, you know. Who hasn't?
Dare you?
Who hasn't?
How dare you?
Who hasn't? Do you want me to fuck you?
No.
Okay, see. All right. All right. So there you go. And of course, you got to marry Alex Lefebvre because he can play you to sleep with a little happy music every night.
Oh, he can tickle Alex Lefebvre.
He can tickle your ivory. Is he in the chat room?
No, but he'll hear.
Okay, well, never mind. I would marry Adam and kill Alex Lefebvre for not being here. Then how's that? Okay, Gary from Portland.
Whatever, yeah.
Yes, sir. First of all, Gary, I'm surprised that you weren't at the microphone 30 minutes before I said that we were going to have Ask Big Fatty questions. Y'all, all right, anyway.
Yep.
Anyway, he was watching porn, Archer says. Yeah. Okay.
On one of Archer's, I think, last shows, he did a interview with the gayest
guys. Spit it out, Gary.
The gayest guys.
Uh-huh.
And I got to know more about them and also kind of Archer, too, from that show that I did from listening to them. And on your show, you know, there's a lot of people that you talk about that, you know, we know who they are and everything or whatever. But for one thing, like, who is Kim Beaver? Have you ever met her?
This is an excellent question. Excellent question. Is Kim Beaver in the chat room? Well, you know, it is in the middle of the night over there in the Faroe Islands. But Kim Beaver will hear this eventually. And, Gary, I guarantee you she will post something. She probably has a porn collection as large as yours, okay? Of course, it's scissoring porn, but that's all right. But anyway, Kim Beaver, I have never met Kim Beaver in person. However, you know the boys from the Howdy Do Pancakes, Calvin and JR, they met Kim Beaver out there in the San Francisco. By the way, hi to... to
Melissa Miranda.
No,
Melinda.
No, she's right here. No, I'm with Kathy Marshall, who lives in the San Francisco. I wish she
was
here.
In the
oh, she
chat
is
room.
In the room,
she's
right?
In the
Hi, Kathy
room.
Marshall. But anyway, they did meet Miss Kim Beaver, and so one day, I am going before I die, or before she dies. I'm going to meet Kim Beaver. So anyway, yes, Mark the Laughing Buddha.
Yes, I have a question. Actually, I asked this question actually when George and I were covering for you during the holiday break.
Oh, yes, thank you very much for doing that. You know, there are still people that are bitter that I counted those shows.
Well, that's okay. They need to get over
bitter
it.
Party of one.
So anyway. You know, actually, I had this question in mind when you were actually going to stop the show.
Yes, a lot of people had that question. Uh-huh.
So, the question is now that you're retired, and would you ever consider going back and directing community theater like you did in the past?
This is actually an excellent question, Mark, and I'm not a question mark.
I see what you did there. That's clever.
Y'all, by the way, this reminds me of a punctuation joke. This is an honest to goodness story. There was a lady that worked at the print shop of the coal mine. I may have told this on my show. That she worked at the print shop of the coal mine, and she had part of her colon removed. And so I was giving her a get well card, and on the front, and so I made the card, and on the front of it, it was a colon, and you opened it up, and there was a semicolon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
I would expect nothing less from you.
And she loved it. She loved it. And I mean, for a print shop, that is a great card for someone who's had part of their colon removed.
She got it.
She got it. And anyway, so semicolon. You know. Okay. Right. What was the question again?
The question is, okay. Would you ever consider going back and directing community theater?
I would. The answer is I would love to, but I'm going to tell you something. It exhausts me because I throw myself into it, and I don't think I've got the energy anymore to do it. I'm very blessed that I was able to do it when I did, and I learned from some very not old school people, and Joey, who I know is listening, is he would hate me as a director.
Well, because he would tell you what to do.
No, he wouldn't. The last show I directed was Biloxi Blues, and it was all these young guys, and you know, they aren't used to being told what to do, so to speak. And you know, because there's some directors that are like, well, now how do you feel when you're saying these words, and what's my blocking? Well, where do the words take you? Well,
hit your mark and say your line,
like,
and I want you to say it this
and
way.
I'm the director is, okay, I'm the only one that has the vision of this play to start with. I'm the one that blocked it. You don't understand what I'm trying to do, okay? I'm the director. My job is to direct you, okay? Your job, learn. I'm sorry, we're putting Peter to sleep. He's going, oh my God, this is worse than 20 minutes of silence. Anyway, your job is to learn your damn lines. Don't give me any character. Boo Hecker says right now, tell him about the letter. Oh, I will. You know, you work on that, and they'd be sitting, and each of them, they would. I had this one guy that had been in plays. He goes, I have never learned my lines so fast. Because I did not want you to chew my ass. Because everybody had an evening that they got their ass chewed. Because it didn't matter what they did. It was their night, okay? And, I mean, they were all like, oh, God, it's his night tonight, okay. And, you know, get your ass chewed is relative. But, you know, still, it showed you, I'm watching you, and you're not doing what I'm telling you to do, okay? I don't want to see your character. I want you to learn your lines and hit your marks, okay? You don't have to understand why you have to be here. You want a reason why you have to be here? I told you to, okay? And then it'll all make sense. I promise you, it will make sense. And by the end of it, they all say, oh my God, that makes sense. And Joey is reminding me of a guy that just graduated from the College of Charleston with a theater major. And I've told this before. And he says he was in a play and he went through all of this with me and everything. And he wrote me, I directed him and everything, and he wrote me a note at the end of the play, and he says, I went to college for 4 years to learn theater, and this is my craft that I'm going to use to make my living, and I learned more from you in this 8 weeks being directed in this play than I did in the 4 years of college. He says, and when I get a chance to direct, I'm directing exactly like you do. And is that Joey again? Oh, that's just a repeat on that. So, and I'm like, huh? You know, so, but no, it's too hard.
Okay.
It's too hard. That was a long, Nessa can tell. No. Anyway, but that was an excellent question, and it's too hard. And I can't be an actor either because I can't fucking remember shit. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Yes, Peter. Oh, you've changed shoes, I see. Hmm. Yes.
I have a dumb question.
Oh, there are no dumb questions, just dumb question askers. Okay.
Okay, I'm a dumb question asker.
Okay.
Given all of the lovely gentleman callers you've had in your life, what would be the best imperial unit to measure them? Feet, yards, or miles?
Huh? I don't really. Wait a minute. I don't really get whatever the largest number is. I guess imperial miles. Okay. I guess. Mr. Cackle, please stand up. Oh, you are standing. I'm sorry. All right.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to.
I'd like to point out that Weinrag laughed at that louder than anybody else in the room. Okay.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to congratulate you that you've broken the chat room. We have the maximum number of people allowed in the chat room.
Thank you. Would you mind logging out so that other people can get in then, please? Because you're watching this shit live. All right. Yes, y'all, it is the number one fan. Y'all, Bill in St. Louis, poor Bill in St. Louis. Listen, he won the number one fan of the BFO, and he's like, I don't know what this shit is. And, you know, and then it's, you know, and for years, Bill in St. Louis, y'all, Bill in St. Louis sent me an Apple TV, didn't you? Yes, okay. Should I have said that? Right, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. Anyway, but, well, it was used. No, it wasn't. I felt like Tony, it was a hand-me-down. Oh, okay, all right. Okay, I know. But anyway, Bill is like, oh, the number one fan, and then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna go with this, and he just kind of took it up a notch. Okay, anyway, oh, I'm sorry, Bill, we're all out of time. I'm so sorry. Bill, we're gonna ask some more questions. We're going to ask some more questions in the next segment, and you will be the very first question.
Okay, I will see if I can be bothered.
If you could be bothered, don't sit by Chris, because he can't. All right, so anyway, but be ready to ask another question. Y'all, that was fun. Kyle, get ready. Come on up, because you're going to hear yourself one more time.
Oh, fuck, what'd you pick?
Okay, well, I want you to hear it this time. Okay, so listen very carefully, y'all. The co-host of Pride 48. Kyle,
I didn't douche for this.
Yeah, you did.
Also, we tend to be real mean to people that interact with us.
Pride 48, y'all are smarter than I gave you credit for, yeah. Which is still not super smart.
Any comments? Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of time. Okay, yep. Bye-bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand-new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.
So anyway, went to dinner, and during the dinner, I was sitting right next to Big Fatty because, you know, I was attaching myself to him pretty much because he was the only one I really knew. But he said, "You are really excited about being here, aren't you?" And I said, "I really am. I'm extremely excited about being here. I had, you know, expectations and excitement and butterflies in my stomach and all because I'd never been to any of the Pride 48s, even though I had participated for years in the streaming events that they've had in the past. But yes, I was extremely excited. So we had dinner, and it was very nice. And during the dinner, I met a lot more people.
It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Went to dinner, and during the dinner, I was sitting right next to Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty, I'm tired and I'm drunk. I can't feel Ness's face either. Okay. Oh, look, there's Nessa. Hi, Nessa. Hi. I'm drunk, too. Hi. Good to see you. Lovely to see you. Nothing to see here. Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, where the hell did Big Fatty go? Hi. Oh, hi, Squeaky Cricket. Hi.
Okay, everyone, we're down to our last 20 minutes here, and Gina Ann still here?
Yeah, she's around here.
Gina Ann? Gina Ann? Gina Ann? Wait a minute. I've been told Gina Ann's at the bar. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Gina Ann? Oh, y'all, I want you to put your hands together for Gina Ann Tonic.
Thanks, Big Fatty.
Hi, Gina Ann.
Hi.
I understand that you have something for the founder of Pride 48.
I see that Adam is in the corner all weekend long. At least he was last year.
Yeah.
And he looks kind of lonely.
Yes.
Like it could get really sad.
Yes.
Over there by himself.
Uh-huh.
So I got him something to keep him company.
Okay. Y'all, he's just presented a watermelon to Gina Ann. Adam, I have crickets. You have watermelons. Okay.
So, just if you're ever feeling like you're a little lonesome, you know, you have a companion.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate it. I thank you so much.
And Adam, given the choice of sleeping with the watermelon or Kyle having to sleep with Gina Ann, you made out better. How dare you?
No. The truth hurts, but it's true.
Okay. No wonder fucking Dan has that mask on. By the way, has fucking Dan sniffed your butt? Oh, and he turned away from your butt. Okay, well, all right. Bill Thompson, the number one fan of the BFO, I believe, has a question. We were asking some Axe Big Fatty questions in the last segment, and I tell you what, Bill, one second before we do that, okay, I just want to say when I was reaching my 3,000th show, everybody was so nice. They were sending in cards and all this kind of stuff, and it was just a lovely thing. And y'all, the Robs who provided the pen, I tell you what, forget this. Bill, please go ahead and ask me. Ask me your question right now, please.
Okay, I did send you a voicemail on this.
Oh, excuse me, Bill. I've got a call here. If you could just wait 1 second.
Big Fatty, I don't like that dental.
I know you don't like that. I'll take care of this. Bill, I promise you, I'm coming right back to you. Just let me get this call, please. Okay, all right.
Well, I suppose I better call Fart Pants and send a goodbye message for the end of that disastrous little show. Hello? That's a really weird ringtone. Hello? Is there anybody there?
Y'all, it sounds like Miss Bacon.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Wait, now, is this a joke? What the frick? Did this show really end? Oh, my God. Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Is there anyone there? Hello?
I haven't listened to this, by the way. Hey, Bacon.
Where are you?
I'm here.
Squeaky Kitty.
No, he's in...
Hello, Sassy. Conscience? Hello?
What happened?
Freaking believable. I didn't even get to call in and say goodbye, like, hello, good riddance.
Oh,
isn't there a saying about riddance? Where'd you go? Who am I going to tell all my problems to?
Oh, my God.
Like when my husband took the two nests. So graduation, I get two empty nests for the graduation party or whatever. Dude thinks one is his to take and go away, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I just about lost, like, 173 pounds. And then I took him out on the pontoon and said, hey, are you crazy? So anyway, yeah, my marriage didn't end, but the shit show didn't end either.
Oh, how dare you, Miss Bacon!
So anyway, well, what am I going to do now?
Oh, her cousin Patty Bacon is in the chat room.
How come
Hi, Patty.
How disconnected the number? Where is this call going to go to?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyway.
Oh, she's going to tell us about a dip cone.
Happy gathering, people, and just want to send a shout out to Snotty Scotty.
He's not here.
About this time last year, he was invading my house, and we had a great time. And isn't it funny? Isn't this funny? Here's a grievance for y'all.
Please tell us.
Snotty Scotty comes to my house,
yeah.
And then that's it?
Yep.
He doesn't podcast anymore after that?
Yep, that's
the shows he posted after
it.
He left my house were from, like, okay, and he left my house. We left him. We dumped him off. We, like, kicked him off out by the airport in Rapid City. On September 2nd or 3rd or whatever day was Labor Day. And so anyway, he leaves. We dump him off there.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes back and he posts shows that were like from April, May, and June or something like that in China.
Uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
And then he doesn't even do a show to talk. I mean, seriously. Like,
seriously.
When he came here, like, we took him out to, like, Arby's and McDonald's and Dairy Queen and Twist Cone.
Oh, yeah.
We just fed him crap. Like, maybe that's why he never ever did a show about what a great time he had. So anyway, I can't think. I can't even think.
You can't talk either.
What the heck was I going to say?
We don't know.
I'm like losing my mind. Okay, so I got a lot going on with my dad or whatever. So
yeah, we're thinking of Miss Bacon.
Today was a funny day. Not so funny, really. But he got a catheter today, and he had no idea what a catheter was. So seriously, this is a 71-year-old man who has never, ever had any medical maladies in his life, and he gets slammed with cancer in March.
But
he's talking about winter, and he's talking about next summer. So you know what?
Taylor's not listening.
He can have every single day for the rest of his life to talk about whatever he wants to talk about.
That's correct, Bacon.
And meanwhile, all I want to say to y'all is be kind to one another. And bye-bye.
We love you, Kathy Bacon. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't do this without Kathy Bacon, and that's for sure. All right, now, truly, Bill, the time is going to run out, so please get up there and talk. Yes, get up there and talk.
I have a critical question that needs to be answered.
A critical question?
Critical question.
Okay.
So being past number one fans with the BFO, now in your next 3,000 shows, do the number one fans get to carry over into the next
set? You'll, yes, and that's one of the things. I'm not sure I'm going to do the number one fan anymore. So what?
Uh-oh.
And Peter, I see Peter G was in the chat room. Oh, Big Fatty, he went to sleep. I don't know if he and Kathy Marshall will continue the so-so question month or not. But anyway, yes, the number
so
one.
So we will be even more valuable.
Yeah, it will be. You may be even more valuable. I may continue it, but you may be even more valuable. So anyway, but and Peter G, oh no, he's talking about porn or something like that. I don't know. Cool. But anyway, thank you. And that was a critical question. Excellent critical question, I might add. So anyway, y'all, the one thing.
By the way, disregard that voicemail that I left you that you couldn't be bothered to answer.
Oh no, I've got it. I've got it. I've still got 10 more from a Gus Chand who was going to try to keep me on the air by sending me a voicemail every other 30 seconds. Y'all, this is the book that the Robs put together for me, and they want everybody here this weekend to sign it, and it's just wonderful pictures from spotting Big Fatty and everything. So I'm gonna put it out where the on the table out there. So if y'all want to write something in there, Chris, except for Chris from Tennessee, are you sure you don't want to quit? How dare you? I would love for you to do that. And y'all, this weekend it's going to be a lot of fun, but y'all, it's been a lot of work, hadn't it, Adam?
No work at all.
Oh, you're a liar. I'm gonna just take the last couple of seconds here, because I want to give Adam props, because I mean all the suits we've all done a lot of work. Okay, and Taylor's yawning. He's like, oh God, here we go talking about. Well, y'all, I don't know if you want me to talk about this or not, but anyway, we've all done a lot of work. And all, but I'm going to tell you what, I think Adam eats, breathes, and sleeps Pride 48, and how Mark puts up with him and stays with him during Pride, getting ready for Pride 48, is beyond me.
Well, I don't know that, but I know anytime he hears me sigh or anything, he's like, oh, more Pride 48 drama?
Okay.
I'm like...
So anyway, but a big thank you to Adam, because he truly is the heart of Pride 48.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
And y'all, even this afternoon when we were finishing the setup and all, he was recording the next episode of Geeky Gay. Now, he'll post yesterday's tomorrow, but and you'll hear this one a couple of times next week. But anyway... But other than that, it's all in good fun.
I'll give you props. Okay. It's hard doing a daily show, and sometimes you repost things or something doesn't get posted. So well, I know the feeling.
Archer at the very beginning, he goes, are you sure? I'm sorry, Baron, are we keeping you up? Y'all, by the way, we're on Thursday of their cruise from 2 years ago. So I can't wait. You know, y'all. And Dr. P is getting ready to move to Alabama. Okay, he's still packing the truck. Okay, it's gonna be fabulous once he finally gets down there to Alabama and gets all settled in. It's just gonna be fantastic. And dear Gussie, Big Fatty, I don't hear any music. Oh, there it is. Y'all, this truly is the end. Coming up next is gonna be Archer with his gangbang. And y'all, I hope you'll listen. And Gary, aren't you doing the interstitial? Or here, this is I'll do an introduction of Gary.
All right, everybody, Archer's coming up next. I'm going to wear my IKEA hat, and I'm going to tell y'all about something. Okay, here's Archer.
All right. So anyway, anything you want to say to that introduction, Archer?
Went to dinner, and during the dinner, I was sitting right next to Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, nobody wants to sit by you, you ghastly old bag of wind, you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Gary from Phoenix, or no, from Portland. One thing I want to say before we anything, tomorrow we're going to do the group picture, and we used to do our everybody wear their like their Mags T-shirt for that. So if you've got your Mags T-shirt, why don't you wear it tomorrow? I'm going to pledge over to wear mine, so I think that would be a good deal to wear. And tonight's theme has been me and my 28,000 porn movies. I won't necessarily, if she'll get over here and tell about the time in Vegas when we had something there. Can you go ahead and tell that story?
Okay. So, hi. So, the first year we did the Pride 48, we had a giant suitcase full of gay porn.
Okay, now this is from the trivia stuff, but it was the second year that we did that.
Second year?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember. I'm drunk. Anyways, we did a year of Pride 48. We had a giant suitcase full of gay porn, and we were selling it, proceeds going to Pride 48. We opened that suitcase and dumped the gay porn on the floor, and the first person that went diving for that gay porn was Gary. So. This man who has held the I'm the oldest beat out the younger people, throwing money at me, going, here, bitch, and grabbing his gay porn. This man with his 28 gig terabyte fuck. Yep.
You are welcome. And since I'm old and I don't know internet stuff, the thing about people in that was born after the internet was invented, y'all all have a chip in you. That, and you know how to figure all that stuff out. I don't. So you ought to see how I've got all that porn downloaded. You'd be so amazed at how I did it. So anyway, but I'm not going to go into that story. We did thank Big Fatty here, and he had a great show. In the 2015, when we did the last show in Vegas, my friend that I had known since 1999, right before I came out, I lived across from him in Albuquerque, and he had turned 79. Well, he went to, he moved up to Rainbow Vista, where I live, and so we decided to meet in Vegas for the Pride 48 or whatever. And so the first day he met Big Fatty and the gang or whatever, went to the paper mill with us. And then before we really got started, because that was Wednesday night, I played Big Fatty's show for him, and he said, I'm not going to that. I can't believe you listen to that craziness ever for 5 days a week. So I just so he didn't go to any of the podcasts. He did go to breakfast, but anyway. So Big Fatty turned him off. So anyway, and then of course we're going to talk about the podcast that we really want to meet, the podcasters, and also the ones that we haven't met. And one of the last ones on my list was Archer, and that was last year. And I got to finally meet him. So,
Gary, did you say the last podcaster that you wanted to meet was Archer?
Yeah. Well, I've got one more.
So. Oh. Oh,
that I haven't met.
Well, I misunderstood the way you said it. I thought you said the last person I want to meet is Archer.
So anyway, well, I'm doing on time. If we're getting
you've
there.
Got like a minute.
Okay. So anyway, what? Okay.
Gary, I'm wondering how many 3-inch diskettes it takes for 28,000 porn titles.
Like, well, the way I do it is you know, you got those four jacks in the back of your computer, the desktop, and I put one of those hard drives, the temporary hard drives, and then I got a deal that sticks in there, and you get four more of them in there. So I don't know how many I've bought. So,
so.
All right, 10 seconds.
Okay. Well, anyway, so. We're not going to talk about my porn all weekend, especially in my little show tomorrow. Okay. So here we have Mr.